Now the boy turns back and he says, and this is a very important sentence, stanza, which is very often quoted in all the scriptural articles and discourses from all platforms you can hear.
Shwabhavamartyasya yadandikaidat sarvendriyanam jarayanditejaha apisarvam jividam alpameva tavaiva vaha tavanurtyagite.
It's a very important chance of market because that shows the culmination, the zenith of vairagya, of detachment, the sannyasa. The mind and intellect of Nachiketas has not even a trace of desire for fulfillment in the world of objects, emotions and thoughts. He has detached from it. He has searched and tried it and he has found that that is all hollow. All his mind and intellect attention is hungry, thirsty to know the higher. The sannyas is complete in that boy. What he is demanding is, help me in yoga. I'm borrowing the words of the evenings. Detachment. Help me to attach my mind to the higher. Tell me the glory of that. Is there anything after, beyond the ego? Beyond the mind?
Shwa bhava martyasya yadandikaidat.
Shwa, tomorrow. Abhava, power existing. Abhava, that will not exist. Shwabhava, things that will not exist the same tomorrow. Meaning finite.
Martyasya yadandikaidat sarvendriyanam jarayanditejaha.
So all your wealth and land and property and wife and children and music and dance that you are giving me, hey, they are all finite, like a balloon. You tie it and go. By the time you reach home, picky, gone. One gone. Picky, the other gone. Ayya, the child cries. Balloon will not be permanent. Like bubbles in waters. These are things which will not remain the same tomorrow. Everything is perishable things.
Sarvendriyanam jarayanti tejaha.
All right, they all will decay. What about me? All indriyas, sense organs, the eyes, ears, nose, tongue, skin, all of them.
Jarayanti tejaha.
Its tejas, its vitality, its brilliancy, dalliance, all slowly, slowly decay. Nowadays, even at 25, eyes gone. A glass is necessary. By the time 35, teeth all dancing. By the age of 40, that is also gone. By the age of 50, twice you have to ask everything. You are not very sure. On the phone you have to say, to speak louder. Is it not? Similarly, everything, jarayanti tejaha. Every tejas, vitality, faculties, all decay. So subjectively, my equipments, my sense organs decay. Objectively, the things that you are giving me are all not remaining the same in tomorrow. Tomorrow means in future. In time, all of them perish.
Abhisarvam jividam alpameva.
And then you are saying that, Swami, my dear man, and Lord Death is saying, oh, Nachiketas, I shall give you thousands of years. My dear sir, think for a moment. Abhisarvam jividam alpameva. Even if you give me 1,000 years, is it too long? The 1,000th year also will end, isn't it? After 999 years and 363 days are over, then comes the last day. Are you ready to go? With the understanding that, yes, I have lived sufficiently long, let me go. Watch your grandfather.
82. Can't get up from the place. Two people must support. You go and talk to him. Grandpa, how are you? Much better now. Is he ready? Nobody is ready. So that even though you may give me thousands of years, it is again finite. And the last day will come when the sorrow is the same as the sorrow may come when I know that tomorrow is the last day, even though I have lived in the world 40 years. The same. Alpameva. Even if you give it, it is all finite. Alpam finite. It is only finite. And therefore, Tavaiva Vaha, Tavanirtyagi. At least underline that line. Remember that idiom, that slogan. Tavaiva Vaha, may it be your own. Tavanirtyagi, your Nirtya and Gita, your dance and music, you keep it. Though it is a teacher, it looks as if discourteous, but he gets really annoyed. When he wants the highest, you are tantalizing with little things. Be like a woman, a better woman. The men, all right, not one. Many, with music. Beautiful trance. Lot of it. Power, position, kingdom. Thousands of years you want to live. You are tantalizing. He really gets annoyed. Keep your own music and dance and women. Probably old man, you may enjoy it better. I have no need for. If this is really true, you can give me a gift, but you can't make me accept it, isn't it? And when I say no, you have to carry the gift home. This is what Buddha said. Buddha was insulted once in the marketplace. That this rascal, before he came, the people and my children were all obedient. Now that he has come, every teenager is running towards him. And he is wasting time. Their boys and girls are mingling with him. The orthodox people got annoyed. So when he was passing through the bazaar, the fellow, a shopkeeper came forward and howled at him and gave him so much of four-lettered words and describing his entire parentage and great-grandfather from ancestry, all said. Buddha stood there and listened. At the end of it, when the shopkeeper, why should I waste your time? My customers are wasting, my business is going away. Useless fellow, shameless fellow. He went inside. When the speaker has gone inside, the gracious monk turned and continued his pilgrimage, his moving, his walk, or wherever he is going. Now there are some newly come, new initiates, hefty, huge people, and he rolled up the sleeves. Guru, give me the word, I will punch his nose and make him realize even his father will not recognize him after my treatment. Why, son? I will go and give him. He said, beta, my dear son, if you received from him anything, go and give it back. But he gave me gali. It's true. He gave me bad names or talked so bad words were hurled at me. But I did not receive them. So when you insult me and I don't receive the insult, then where is the insult? In your own pocket. Go with your own insult. Isn't it? You bring some flower and I say I don't want it. Then actually what do? You take the flower and go. In the same way when he, the teacher is offering all these things, in one sentence or a phrase, he indicates that rejection total.
His mind and intellect's detachment from the pleasures of the world outside. By merely saying that, tavaivavaha, tavanuttari, you keep your own dance and music. The girls and their dances and their music and the pertaining to it. The dance and music there clearly show, only indicates all sense pleasures. You keep it. I don't want any one of them. Sarvendriyanam yarendi tejam.